Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Las Cruces artist Joanne Smith, a multidisciplinary artist, to talk to us about the Border Artists art exhibit, What We Love. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Hi, Emily. It's so good to be here with you.
You're welcome. So what does it mean to be a multidisciplinary artist?
In my case, it means that I started as a jeweler and made jewelry in gold and enamel, and along the way I started painting, and now all of those things are interrelated for me. So I'm painting and doing jewelry.
Now you're going to be giving a presentation on November the 3rd at 11 o'clock, the Border Artists Art Exhibit, What We Love. And this is at the Cutter Gallery, 2640 El Paseo Road.
We're all showing our favorite work, and that was where the title came from. And we'll be there to visit with people, and we're all really looking forward to having this be successful for KRWG as well.
What is it that you selected that you love?
My most recent exploration, I call it an exploration because it's something new for me, is to work with an alcohol-based ink. And people ask me all the time, well, what does that mean? And basically, it spreads around the way watercolor can. Sometimes you look at watercolors and you can just see where the water was and it sort of crawls around the paper. But when the alcohol ink dries, it doesn't look like watercolor because it leaves a pigment that's more like oil, that's more of an enamel look, that's very rich. So I'm excited about sharing two of those alcohol ink paintings.
And what is the subject matter of your paintings?
Hidden Treasure has the subject matter of a cave dwelling, but it's done in a totally different way. The free form aspect of the alcohol ink swirls around with really bright colors, and then more realistically, I have the actual cave dwellings. The other painting is called The Survivor, and it is also alcohol ink. So you know that it's a tree and all the details of a tree, but it also has some of the abstract forms of the alcohol ink.
And where did you get the idea of this, the survivor, the tree survived?
Well, basically it's still there, and it's pretty gnarly and old looking, but it's still surviving, so I had that idea that typified that whole concept.
Is it something in your yard?
No, I pretty much created this tree from my imagination, but I've looked at a lot of them.
So a lot of the subject matter is from your creation then?
Right. And sometimes I actually create something based on another painting of my own. In other words, there's something else I want to show that I didn't show in the first painting, and so I go ahead and elaborate in another painting.
And you'll have some of your other types of artwork, like jewelry?
I always have my jewelry and other paintings at the Cutter Gallery, and they will be there that day as well.
Is your jewelry mostly a gold base, or is it silver as well?
Occasionally I work in silver, but mostly it's gold, and sometimes I'm combining it with enamel work. And that's when my jewelry and my paintings get more interrelated, because the enamel has color, and sometimes I'm using the same subject matter, for that matter.
How have people received your artwork? What have they said?
I have several comments to share. Liuba and Sasha Titovets said, "Congratulations, your painting looks innovative and beautiful." He was the first person I took painting lessons from and really inspired me to become a painter. Another is from Mireille Dolman. "Once again, you show us how beautiful and inspirational New Mexico is." One by Nancy Began, who's a wonderful artist in her own right, and she wrote, "This is such a thoughtful and personal version of the Southwest. I love the continuity of your work, the beautiful expressionistic brushstrokes, and the warm, rich and glowing colors, and the intensity of your vision."
And how do you feel when you receive these beautiful comments?
It's a wonderful inspiration to me. It makes me want to run right back out into the studio and get to work.
And do you have a large studio?
I do now. I added it onto a new house that I bought recently, and it's my dream studio.
You spend many hours there.
Yes, I do. I love it. And it's particularly good for my paintings, my alcohol ink, my watercolors, and I'm working with oil paint as well. So it's great. It's just great for all of that.
And how does it feel belonging to the Border Artists, this group that are local Southern New Mexico artists?
They're pretty unique. I'm not sure that everybody understands, but the Border Artists are from many disciplines. They're not all painters. They're sculptors, ceramic artists, and they all have different styles. So there's a uniqueness about a group that's so diverse in that way. It's wonderful.
And how long have you been with them?
About 15 years.
So almost as long as you've been painting.
Almost, yeah. Pretty close. And so November the 3rd, we'll have four of us speaking and sharing the hour from 11 to 12. And we'll each talk about our own work and be there to visit with people. We're really looking forward to it.
So who's going to be presenting with you?
Winfrey Hirst has a painting, and she'll be talking about that. Rosemary McLaughlin as well. Storm Sermet is a fine photographer, and I will be talking about my alcohol ink.
And the title of that painting is
Hidden Treasure.
And so we do have hidden treasures here in Southern New Mexico, all the beautiful artists coming out with What We Love, the art exhibit with the Border Artists at the Cutter Gallery, running through November the 3rd. Your talk is on November the 3rd at 11 a.m. The Cutter Gallery at the corner of El Paseo and University, 2640 El Paseo Road. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about your artwork?
Well, it's wonderful to be able to continue to explore and grow with it. And I understand from people who followed me that they like seeing that I'm evolving. So I may be getting older, but I'm still evolving.
Thank you so much for joining me on Fuentes. Joanne Smith, a local artist with jewelry and paintings.
So great to be with you, and I hope you can come in and see the show and come and hear the talks.
Thank you again. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.